Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
I was a couple of beats ahead of you.
Yeah, that's okay. It's like one day, I have plans of grandeur.
I appreciate your plans of grandeur.
Unfortunately, my plans of grandeur don't have a timeline.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
Every day is a grand day with you.
Thanks.
That wasn't meant to have a question mark at the end. It was just like, does that sound really cheesy? A little bit. A little cheesed. Just a little cheese. Yeah. But no, I like all of our plans.
Yeah.
We still have cameras. We still have things. Yeah. We still have stuff that we are going to do one day. We're trying to learn. I think that's what it is. Maybe that's what we need to tell everybody. Hey, guys, we're in the process of trying to learn. Like, we're wanting to, right before you hit record, you looked over and you're like, you want to learn how to do the sound bites and things like that. And I do. And I'm the one that carries our social media right now. And it's like, it's, you know,
a lot.
And I will one day master it, or our daughter will step up to the plate because we keep asking her to be our social media guru.
Yeah.
But she's got a life and she does things, and you know.
And we have another friend that's really good at posting, but I think she gets overwhelmed just posting herself.
Right. So like,
hey, carry ours. No.
Yeah. Because you went and talked to a real sweet friend of ours and got some solid advice.
Yeah.
And it's like totally, we want to do this.
Yeah,
we just have to be intentional about carving out some time right now. I'm not even going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize to anybody.
Nope.
Necessarily. Not that I'm going to be like a brat and say, yeah, I'm not apologizing. But we have been smack in the middle of these amazing couples. We've had the ability and the opportunity to do our book study. We've had to shift weeks a couple of times, but our final week is coming up, and they are loving this so much that they're trying to figure out how they can make this longer and do stuff right. But it's one of those where we've been focusing on that. We've been working on, as we told you guys in the last podcast, working on house repairs and doing that.
We're almost done. We're steps away from the end of the tunnel.
Like, we're almost done, but we're not.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to embark on even more repairs and other things.
Yes, maybe it's like we're almost done with the first leg of the journey.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And so
we made it to our first rest stop.
Yay! I feel like we're in one of our son's games.
Yes. Checkpoint.
Checkpoint. Here we are. We have finished this first leg of our quest, but it's been good. It's been good. And then, you know, and then I'm subbing. Our son is riding a bicycle.
Yes, he is.
And doing all of the things now.
It's getting better.
Getting better. Our girl is flourishing. She's flourishing. I'm proud of her. Proud of him. Proud of our family.
Yes.
Really am. We're in a good space. So even though our listeners right now don't get to hear us on a every other week basis right now, because this is like third week out that we've been from the last one, we are doing what we're supposed to be doing in the moments that we're supposed to be doing them. Are we perfect at it? Absolutely not.
No.
But dang.
Will we? No.
No. But it's one
but
of those.
We'll get better.
We are. Yeah. And it's, we're growing, and it's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's just, and it's even outside of the quote unquote normal stuff, you know, it's like, you know, cause I still go to a nine to, you know, like a regular Monday through Friday, nine to five, you know, it's like, even though that is kind of, I don't want to say on pause, but it's, I don't know, it almost feels like it's starting to, it feels like it's about to shift to not the main priority.
Yes.
Yes, I will still focus on being a good employee
Yes.
where I work and, you know, doing the best that I can.
Right.
But it is, it's, you know, cause there were a couple things that happened around the first of the year, mm-hmm. and I kind of looked at you and I'm like, you know, I think it's my goal that this year, 26, mm-hmm. I want us to do better at focusing on between this podcast and our coaching.
Yeah.
And, you know, not necessarily be able to quit my job and solely focus on this stuff.
Right.
But at least be on the move for that.
Yes.
You know, like, yes. Okay, no, plans are almost on stone.
Yeah.
Balls are rolling.
Yeah.
Things are getting, you know, juggled in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, we've got plans. We've got,
the word is out. People actually know what we do now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not everybody, but like, yeah. We were at church and each one of us separately had somebody come up to us and say,
yeah.
Hey,
I want to send somebody to you, or hey, I want to come to you. Or
yeah. And it's like, oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's set this up and let's do what we need to do. So, we see it happening,
mm-hmm.
and I think God is gracious about, I mean, we keep saying yes. We keep saying yes.
Yeah.
And then we were met immediately with a friend the moment we walked into the church, and she's just, you know, exhorting us and speaking goodness and life to us and telling us how much she's proud of us and appreciates us and just who we are. And she's like, I was just praying for you guys. And remember when, you know, like when you first stepped into the church and where I was and who we were, and then
like,
to see
like she
who
even
we,
alluded to kind of like knowing
my junk,
knowing your story, and like, I mean, with where you were,
like for real. And again, it's like it's not a secret. We don't publicize it, but it wasn't a secret. And it's one of those where it's God has been so faithful,
mm-hmm.
and it was sweet because we just found, you know, we just celebrated Valentine's Day.
Yep.
And we did a family Valentine date, which was so fun.
Yes.
And then you and I, the kids, we dropped the kids off, and our oldest decided to push us out the door and say, you guys go do something, you know? So we went and we got ice cream and we sat across a little two-seated table and just talked.
Yep.
And it was that appreciation. And I'm looking at you going, how did I deserve somebody of like you?
Yeah.
And everything inside me like just said, because you said yes.
Yeah.
Because I said yes. And because you said yes, because we decided that we were going to go on this journey. And our beautiful brown-eyed girl, particularly getting a front row seat and seeing how you can overcome adversities, knowing that even when it is God, because we do believe with everything in us that God is the one that told us, yes, we will be getting married.
Yeah.
It wasn't oops, or oh, right. Well, we don't have anything else better,
kind of thing. Well, you put in your time, so I might as well throw you a ring.
So here we are, and we're looking at each other, and no, the very beginning of it was rough, and she was part of it, but to see, you know, when you have people that are showing up to the scene and saying, I choose you, mm-hmm. I choose you even in the hard, I choose to stay in this race with you, because I know that even though, like the tough mudder, right?
Yeah.
Even though it's going to be hard and there's going to be peaks and there's going to be obstacles, the fact is I'm in it with you, and we're going to finish together, and it's going to be good, and we're going to be stronger.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what we're capable of. And so when those kind of moments come, here's our beautiful girl being able to see that firsthand, like that's what I want in a relationship. That's who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then our son, you know, he absorbs it.
Yeah.
Constantly says how cute we are.
Yeah.
Which is really sweet. But so that is where we've been and what we're doing.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, babe?
So I think today, I had a thought, and I wasn't, when I originally had the thought, I wasn't sure if I wanted it to be like an episode, because, you know, there are times where things pop into my head, and I'm like, ooh, babe, and it's funny, because, like, you remember more than I do, when I say, ooh, babe.
I write things down.
You do write things down, and you're really good at it.
As you saw.
Yes. I'm like, oh, you wrote that down?
I did.
It's like, I think I text. Didn't I text you?
You did text it
okay.
to me.
I was like, I thought
so
I did.
So I copy-pasted.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just rambling now.
You're fine.
But I think originally it was just, I was going to just do it as like a, like maybe just a 1 minute, throw it out there and,
yeah.
and just kind of, blah. But it does. I think it bears fleshing out,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll read it because I think it's better to read it just because it I think it sounded better, rather than just paraphrasing it. So my thought was, when Eve was talking to the snake, Adam was right there with her. He was listening. He was watching. Again, it says he was with her.
Yeah.
And somebody, I heard somebody say that when in the original text, when that word with,
mm-hmm.
like elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
Like he was right there.
Like not just hanging out
yeah.
like a few feet from her kind of
yeah.
situation.
Not like they're in the same room.
Right.
Same quadrant of the garden.
Right.
Like right there, hip right. to hip,
yeah.
elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
And so again, he saw this.
Yeah.
Said nothing.
Yeah.
She took a bite. He said nothing.
Yeah.
She handed it to him.
Yeah.
And he takes a bite.
Yeah.
You know, so that got me going and that got me thinking. And it's like, are we helping our spouses stay accountable?
Mm-hmm.
Are we encouraging them? Are we correcting them? Are we helping them? How do we act? How do we look? How do we speak when we are at our spouse's elbow?
It's so good. That's so good.
You know, again, because, I mean, a lot of couples, they're out in the world. They're out doing, you know,
yeah.
going on dates, going to church, going to the store.
Yeah.
You know, going to an arcade.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like when they're out together.
Yeah.
Either out in the world or at home, it's like, what are you doing for each other?
Yeah. Are you covering each other? Are you protecting each other? Are
yeah.
you reminding each other who the other person is? Okay, so.
Yeah.
remember the thought that I told you I woke up with?
Yep.
Okay, so I was married once before, which our listeners probably know that.
Yep.
If you don't, welcome.
Surprise.
Here we are. Luke and I both have been married before. That is where our beautiful brown-eyed girl comes from. She
yes.
comes from my first marriage. And so before Gabri had come onto the scene, we were fresh in our... We were not married very long, but long enough. And I was living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the time. We're walking. We're kind of in the heart of everything. We're walking across a parking lot. The apartment that we stayed in, we weren't in a horrible part of town, but we weren't in
yeah.
the best. So my first husband was black, and I was walking with him. I had a sundress on. I could tell you exactly what I was wearing, all the things. And I literally woke up with this thought yesterday before church.
Yeah.
And it hit me because I was like, I haven't thought about this thought in years. So we're walking. My ex-husband wasn't much of one that would hold my hand.
Yeah.
He had a tendency to kind of walk right in front of me, like maybe a step or two in front of me. I'd follow behind or just kind of catty, you know, just at a diagonal. Mm-hmm. And we're walking again. Doesn't really like we're together, but
not together.
Not looking like we're together. Gentleman rolls up in a car, in his pickup truck, and Hispanic guy. Doesn't matter the colors of this story.
No.
I'm just painting this picture for you guys, okay? No. Rolls up, looks at my ex-husband, and asks him how much for me.
Yeah.
He kind of just wrote it off. Didn't really say much of anything. just kind of like, no.
Yeah.
It wasn't, this is my wife. It wasn't, who the hell do you think you are? It wasn't a covering. It wasn't even a putting his arm.
Like, yeah.
No, she's mine.
Right.
Not, yeah. She's not for sale. And please understand, guys, I'm not trying to paint our daughter's biological father into a bad space, okay? But I am saying that this really goes along with your thought, because us as spouses, you and I were at the arcade yesterday. Yeah. With our little guy. He had a play date with one of his friends from school. And there were people that were, there were other people that were in the arcade with us, right? And the fact that it's kind of old school arcade, all of the stuff that we learned, you know, we grew up on, when yeah. 90s and 70s, 80s, 90s, yeah. and then some early 2000s, right? So it was like so cool.
Yeah.
And we're just sharing this with Sebastian. And oh my gosh, you get to partake in some of our childhood. This is cool, yeah. right? But there were people that were around us. And I noticed that there would be some people that would come a little close, your elbow to elbow with yeah. somebody that you do not know. I also noticed that when somebody would get with an elbow of me on a game, you were not far from me.
Yeah.
Even if it was, I'm just going to casually just going to be over here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to, you know.
Yeah.
And I think, like, this seems like it's extreme. It is. But it's not. Because, again, when we're out and about doing what we're doing, I know we ask people a lot of times, you know, the whole writing of the book, do you look married?
Yeah.
Like, this does go along with it, but it's a little bit more intimate than that. Mm-hmm. It's not just, do you look married on the outside, but are you, how are you being when you're together
yeah.
in the quiet? How are you doing when you're out and about? How are you protecting one another? I didn't expect my ex-husband to like absolutely blow a gasket and get ramped up
yeah.
in all the things. But I did expect a little bit more of...
At least she's my wife.
That's my wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so how are you... How are you responding?
No.
Because while we're in the middle of worship, and I hadn't told you that this thought was running through my head until last night, right? No. And
or at least no, it was when we got back to the house after church.
Okay. And then like
yeah.
during worship, I'm physically backing myself up to you. I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
because when you're with your person, when you're with your spouse, when you're with the person that you have pledged your undying love to, do they know that you have their back?
Yeah.
Like, I'm physically pushing myself up against you. And, you know, you're 6'3", I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
You tower over me. You're twice my everything, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I just need to know that I'm safe right now. I just need to know that I'm safe.
Yeah.
I just need to know that I'm safe. I need to know that if I say something incredibly stupid, that I'm safe. I need to know that if I bring up something from my past, like I looked at you, you didn't even flinch. You just listened
yeah.
and reminded me that I was safe. It was more of me going, I don't know why I'm telling you all this. I don't even know why this is coming into my mind.
Yeah.
You know, God, I forgive him. I even forgive the gentleman. And Father, I'm asking that you just, like, you saw me, like I yeah. instantly went into prayer and just asking God to change the hearts and the lives of the people. But it's when we're with our spouses, when we're messing up in front of each other. Here's Eve. Like, massive.
Yeah.
Like, why are we not smacking this out of your hand?
Yeah.
What is going on? do we love our spouse hard enough to literally say no?
Dude, why is a snake talking?
I gotta be honest, I have my own theory about that.
Yeah.
I believe with everything in me that they could actually talk to the animals.
Yeah.
I do. I totally believe like it's a Dr. Dolittle situation.
Yeah, and I've heard that several times before because, again,
why would it seem weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a snake starts talking to you, you're like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right? Like, sincerely. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, I know Adam got to, we're going to go off on a tangent for a second, but here's Adam, like, he's naming all of the animals, and I'm thinking, did he just go, what do you want to be called? What's your name?
Yeah. But also,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And, yeah. And also kind of, you know, that I hadn't really thought about it in this light, you know, because God was trying to find a helper for Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, beasts of burden type thing, but, you know, like, you know, obviously he could have had conversations with them or at least communicated somehow.
Exactly. Exactly. But here it is in the Word of God, right? So here it is in the Word of God where it talks about Eve was created to be a helper for Adam. A lot of times people say, oh, well, it was, you know, basically just wife, right? Just wife, all the things. And we know that we've been taught helpmate, which basically you just come in and like, oh, I'm your helper. Like, yeah. I get to be the one that holds the ladder while you're standing up there, babe, right. You know, kind of situation. No. Actually, in the Hebrew or Greek or something, right?
Yeah.
It's basically, I do not know the word, but it breaks down to our position as women is, and I believe that this goes both ways.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the Word of God where it's talking about, and then God made Adam a helpmate in that context means somebody that walks in wisdom like the Holy Spirit. I get to be basically somebody that gets to come alongside you and look at you and say, let's maybe think about this.
Yeah. Well, and I've also heard it that the same word, which again, why I love some of the languages out in the world sometimes better than English.
Yes.
But the word that was used in that passage of Genesis to describe Eve as the helper of Adam.
Yeah.
Is the same word used later in the Old Testament to describe the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, right there.
Yeah.
You know, not that your wife is to be your Holy Spirit.
Correct.
But kind of like your spouse is not your Holy Spirit.
No.
Your spouse will never be your Holy Spirit.
But they can absolutely be used by the Holy Spirit.
Yes. You know, and it is. It's that bringer of wisdom. And, yes. And it's funny because...
Seeing it from a different perspective.
Yeah. But it feels like we're just going tangent.
It's fine.
But it's like, it's funny because earlier we were having a conversation with Sebastian and we're talking about the attributes of God and all that. And,
yes.
And I started like naming off and it's like, he's like, that's just the fruit of the Spirit. I'm like,
that's the attributes.
That's the point.
Of God. That's the character.
Because they will know us by our fruit.
Right.
You know, again, the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of a helper, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, you know, that's what comes with the Holy Spirit. That's what comes with your spouse.
Yeah.
You know, again, your spouse might not be the one that brings peace, but the two of you working together will bring peace.
Yes. Yes.
You know, they will help make things peaceful.
Yes.
You know, I mean, kind of doing those things, it also reminds me of the whole, you know, yes, it's kind of worldly, but not, you know, a man can steward and provide, but a woman will multiply.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Right.
So, yeah, so it is. I 100% agree that is, you know, it's not... Eve was created to be subservient.
Right.
Or below Adam.
Right.
It's no, this is somebody that's going to be elbow to elbow with you.
Yes.
This is somebody. Yeah. This is somebody that's going to call you out. This is somebody that's going to keep you accountable. This is somebody that's going to, you know, yes, after the curse and after the fall, this is somebody that's going to help you tend the crops. This is somebody that's going to help work the land.
Yeah.
This is going to be somebody that helps raise kids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the good and the bad.
Yeah.
The hard and the soft.
Yeah.
You know, the summer and the winter, the lean times, the plentiful times.
Yes.
This is somebody that's going to be side by side, calling you out, encouraging you.
Yes.
You know, all of that.
Yeah.
Better than a best friend.
Yes. 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 And so it's like, what was it again that you said?
Which part?
Because I want that part. I want to get back on that train.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'll let you read.
So let's see. When Eve was talking to the snake, Adam was right there with her, listening and watching. Are we helping our spouses stay accountable? Are we encouraging them, correcting them, helping them? How do we act, look, speak when we are at our spouse's elbow? Okay, babe, so give me some thoughts. Let's go into some practical. Let's think about what our lives look like, okay?
Yeah.
So are we helping our spouse stay accountable? What would be something that you think that, how do we help keep each other accountable without, okay, because again, we are in our book study.
Yep.
We are dealing with three different couples with six different personalities.
Yes.
Not each couple has this. You hear what I'm saying, guys?
Yep.
So it's six people, six different personalities. And some are going to say, well, I'm just going to tell them what to do. And there's others that are going to be like, well, if I try to correct them, then I'm going to sound like their mom or I'm going to sound like their dad, you know, or if I try to smack an apple out of their hand, like what does that even look like, Luke? What does that look like?
And I think it's the, you know, it starts with the conversations of, again, what kind of marriage do we want to have? What kind of family do we want to have?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like, hey, we're going to go to the gym today.
Yeah.
Hey, these are our gym days.
Yeah.
You know, hey, these are the days that we're going to have dinner as a family.
Yes.
These are the days that we're going to, you know, do X, Y, and Z. You know, again, we're having a book study.
Yeah.
You know, are we praying together? Are we reading the Bible together? Are we having a family game night? You know, stuff like that. It's like some of it doesn't seem mountain shaking, mountain moving.
Yeah.
You know, it's not huge, big things, but they're small things that create patterns. They're small things that create the connection. They're small things that create, here's who we are.
Yes.
And it creates that foundation. So when kids grow, when kids move on, they know this is my foundation. This is how I was raised. And, you know, for you and I, when kids move on or when we're out having a date, this is who we are.
Correct.
You know, it's stuff like, hey, what's important? You know, what do we want to be important?
Yeah.
Hey, I've noticed that you've been on your phone a lot today.
Mm.
Can we maybe take a break from that?
I love that.
You know, hey, I've noticed that when we watch this TV show together, I feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel that way. Can we maybe stop watching this show?
Love that.
You know, it's stuff like that. It's,
hey, we have a goal in mind of saving money and being more conscious and aware so that way we're not living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Can we be a little bit more intentional and real in our spending and maybe have more conversations about what are absolute needs as opposed to just you buy something because you're bored.
Right. Or convenience.
Or convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's the accountable. It's the lovingly calling somebody out.
Yeah.
You know, but again, you've established from the beginning, we love each other.
Yeah.
We're doing this out of love.
Yeah.
And, you know, even sometimes calling you out, not necessarily you, but calling your spouse out, have that conversation. And it's probably going to be a lot of trial and error. There's probably going to be like a, hey, why are you attacking me?
Yeah.
But try to have that conversation of, hey, what's effective when I call you out?
I love that.
What is effective when somebody says, this is a way that you could change your behavior?
Yeah.
Or you've told me you want to stop doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
When you do it, what's an effective way in love that I can get you to stop?
Yes. Yeah. No, I love that. I love that.
Sorry.
You okay?
I am.
Okay.
It's like I had to burp and I'm like, I don't want to do that in the microphone. I almost said camera. I don't know why I said camera. But it is. But it's, you know, because it is. I laugh because there's so much that we talk about. There's so much that we suggest, give advice. It's like talk.
Because why do you think Adam and Eve, it's hard. I never like to play the assumption game.
Right.
Like, I assume it's probably or this or the. It's never like in my mind, I'm like, it's really not that deep. Or maybe it is that deep, but it's not. It's not. It's really not. And in my mind, I'm like, why didn't Adam do that?
Yeah.
Why didn't he just, Eve, no, that's not what God said.
Yeah.
God said, if we did this, we can't. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Or even,
where are you?
Yeah.
You know, oh, that woman you gave me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you took it pretty freely.
Yeah.
I was watching.
Yeah.
I watched the replay.
As whoa, man.
Again. Yeah. Again, that God was watching and God knew.
He knew.
Yeah. And he still gave a chance of,
where are you?
What's up? What happened?
Yeah.
Why'd you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, again, we do the same thing with our kids.
Yes.
I watched you do this. Why'd you do it?
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. I saw you. It literally sounds like when I'm talking to my students.
Yeah.
Ms. Wance, come on. I was right here. I literally will call the boys that.
No, bad. Well, yeah, because a lot of them are fifth graders and they're your size.
And they are. Some of them are taller than me. It's fine. But it is. It's. I think if we take the time. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
We take the time with Adam and Eve and we're standing back and we're, you know, we're eating our popcorn and we're watching this play out, right? And we're just like, what the freak? Like, what is wrong with you, bro? Like, what are we doing? Like, girlfriend. Like, I don't know how many times I've heard people say, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to go find myself an Eve and smack her right in the face because of all the things. And I'm like, and my kickback usually is, whoa, whoa, whoa. If she wasn't going to do it, I probably would have.
Yeah.
I would have failed.
Yeah.
I would have done something dumb. I probably would have.
Yeah.
We're asking a perfection.
Right.
Why do we need Jesus?
Yeah.
Why do we even, like, why do we need God? Like, God, literally, the creator of the universe, he decided, I'm going to make these beautiful, amazing beings.
Flawed beings in his image.
In his image. Not that God is flawed, but
right.
Dang.
Yeah.
Like, dang. Your brain kind of goes, dang.
I mean, again, if you want to, like, really go down that rabbit hole, as God is forming Adam out of the dirt. Crap, this is hitting me hard. He's like, this is the man that will betray me. When Judas came up to Jesus, Jesus probably saw it in his eyes. This is the man that will betray me and turn me over to death. And for 3 years, I love you, my brother.
Yeah.
I know this man is going to turn me over to lead to suffering and death.
Yeah.
I love you, my brother.
Man.
As God is breathing breath into Adam.
I love you.
This, I love you. this man will betray me.
Yeah.
Crap.
Oh. So that's the stance that we have to have with our spouses, right?
Yeah.
Now, I love you. You're going to fail me.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm not going to probably match up to the things that you need me to match up in.
Yeah.
Going back to the story that I told at the very beginning.
Yeah. I will fail you. You will fail me.
You're not going to handle something properly.
Yeah.
You're not going to protect me in the way that I think you should.
Yeah.
But God.
Right.
Right. But God. And so I think when we do, when we take on that stance, when we take on that outlook and we look at the situation and we look at our spouse and we say, I love you. I love you even when you fail me.
Yeah.
I love you. I love you because we're both growing. Mm. I love you. I love you. This kind of blindsided us. I love you. No, you walked into that. You knew full well what you were doing.
Yeah.
And I still love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How should we be responding to each other? Like, I love you enough to tell you the hard truth.
Yeah.
I love you enough that to keep you accountable. Yeah. I love you enough to say, I'm really weak in this moment. I need help. I need you to hold me accountable.
I love you enough to watch you fail me,
mm-hmm.
and then help you stand back up.
Yeah.
That part. I mean, all the parts, but yeah.
Yeah. But that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. The couples that we're encountering, the people's lives that God is having us speak into,
yeah.
each other, you and I, looking at each other, knowing that we have not stood perfect,
yeah.
you know, that we have failed each other time and time and time and time again.
Yeah.
But loving, having that love covers a multitude of sins, like what? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of times people go, oh, well, you're trying to cover somebody up. No, I'm just not trying to show their ass.
No.
While I help them back up so that way they don't fall into that again.
No. And when I forgive them, I'm not holding their past against them.
That part. Love covers a multitude of sin.
Yeah.
You screwed me back here. Yeah, but I'm going to do my best to not do that again.
Yeah.
And if it even remotely smells, speaks, talks, quacks like
yeah.
what I've done before, then I want you to hold me accountable.
Yeah.
And I want you to help put my feet to the fire because I want to be better.
Hey, babe, I've noticed this pattern. And when you in the past,
mm-hmm.
when you exhibit this pattern, it ends this way.
Yes.
I want to stop that pattern.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want you to fall down that hole again.
Yes.
I don't want this to trip you up. I want to help you get rid of this button.
Yes.
That will cause you to implode.
Yes. How do I do that?
Yeah.
What do you need from me?
Yeah.
And probably with your spouse 9 out of 10 times, like it has been with us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or you have a really good idea.
Yeah.
And they don't. Like yeah. there's a lot of times I don't know. Babe.
Yeah.
A lot of times I don't know what sets me off.
Yeah.
But you looking from the outside, you're like, no, I saw it.
No, I saw it coming. Yeah. Yeah. And it's usually me standing between you and that thing and
yeah.
going, you ready to go?
Yeah.
She's dreaming.
She is dreaming.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sparks is dreaming.
Yeah. Hi, mamas.
You know, so again, so it's those things. It's when you spend time with your spouse, when you have those conversations with your spouse, you know, it is, you are going to see the things that set me off
mm-hmm.
more than likely before I do.
Yeah, that's good. And if you're at your spouse's elbow, then you're also in their ear.
Right.
And you also have an opportunity. You get to be, we, plural we, all of us, we get to be We literally get to be the first line of defense.
Yeah.
We get to be the first line of cheerleading. We get to be the first line. We get to have the front row seat.
Yes.
Of this amazing person that we said, I do. And it's like, and we get to come into this space and help each other accomplish and achieve everything that it is that God has created us to be. Like, we're sitting, we're eating ice cream, right? Mm-hmm. And we're just talking.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, even before that, we get in the car after with all the kids, you know, with the kids. And I said, every one of us got something for Valentine's Day. Dad did not.
Yeah.
And not that you ever do.
Right.
You actually hate Valentine's Day. Here's a
not
clue, guys.
Hate.
He does not like Valentine's Day. It is very much man-made and yes, it's marketable it and all of the things, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, it is.
But he loves his family.
Very much.
Very much his wife. And he loves that his wife loves love and loves to give love, especially to our children.
Yes.
So every year we give our gifts to our kiddos. And every year you're very good about making sure that you give me something too, which yes. is precious. So I said, what we're going to do is we're going to, on our drive home, everybody's going to tell us how much we appreciate Dad. I want you guys to say something that you appreciate.
Yeah.
We get to be the ones that get to sit on the sideline, and we get to be the ones that also help encourage others on how to do this.
Yeah.
And our kids said some really sweet things.
They did.
According to Sebastian, all of his good qualities come from you, baby. Savage. Still funny.
He did.
Me.
He said that. I'm like,
Capri's like, shut up. Hello. And I was like, wow. Savage.
Yes.
He's not wrong.
He is.
Aw, thanks, babe.
Yes.
There's some good. There's some. I'm in there somewhere.
You're in there a lot.
I really. Boys animated.
Yeah.
It's very much from mom.
Yes.
I mean, a little more from me than you. Yep. And then our sweet girl, right? Just all the things. Just appreciation. So that's who we get to be. We get to be the people that get to come alongside and speak goodness.
No.
To help remind of the hope of glory of God, the good hope in the future that he's promised.
Mm-hmm.
And if we start seeing, I love what you said, when we start seeing patterns, when yeah. we start seeing the spiraling, when we start seeing, because it's not that you guys are failing.
Yeah.
Please understand, this isn't a thing we're failing when we're doing these things. I think a lot of it is we're growing, or that thing is just trying to come back because it's familiar.
Yeah.
And so we as spouses get to come alongside and say, that's not who we are. If Adam went to Eve and said, no, that's not who we are.
Yeah.
This is, no, our father told us not to do this.
Yeah.
Because that's not who we are.
Yeah. God didn't actually say that. He just said, don't eat it.
Yeah. He said, don't eat it. What are you doing?
He didn't say we'd die.
Yeah.
He just said, don't eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
He said you die. Did he say you die? Like die? No, like you're going to like die.
Right.
And so it's one of those reminding each other who we are.
Yeah.
Reminding each other that we're on the same team. Reminding each other the goals that have been put in front of you.
Yeah.
Lovingly saying, hey, remember, we made a covenant. We made an agreement.
Yeah. And like, how many people will lovingly or brutally
yeah.
call out their best friend,
mm-hmm.
but they won't their spouse?
Yeah.
Like if you were hanging out with Marsha and Heather
yep.
and you started doing something,
mm-hmm.
they would call you out in a heartbeat.
Yes. At least I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they would.
Yeah.
I'm going to put money on they would.
Yeah.
You know, but yet, if you're not able to do that towards me,
hmm.
You know, yeah. It's and I know some couples, some spouses are like, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings, or I want them to be who they are. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all the excuses
mm-hmm.
to let your spouse continue down this path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I want to.
If you're the spouse that gets angry because you're getting called out.
Yeah.
And you've encouraged to be accountable.
Yes.
Then you need to fess up and you need to.
Yeah.
Man up or woman up.
Yeah.
You need to own your part of it.
Yeah.
If I were to come to you and I said, babe, this is what you told me to keep you accountable with.
Yeah.
And then you instantly started getting angry or upset.
Why do you keep riding me?
Right. And then I'd be like, because this is what you said.
Yeah.
And I love you enough to keep you accountable.
Yeah.
But ultimately, this is between you and God. So you fix it.
Yeah. on a fun level.
Yeah.
You told me,
uh-huh.
babe, don't let me buy any of that sour cream dip.
This is real.
Yeah.
Addiction, babe.
Yeah.
Like for real, real, for real, for real. No, sassy salsa, guys. It's at Hy-Vee. It's the most amazing thing on the planet.
It's
from Highland Dairy. So good. And Gabriel and I would both have our own individual tubs of this amazing dip with our own bags of chips, mind you. But see, that's another thing. It's hurting my system and it's hurting our daughter's system. But both of us are still going after it.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, mom, do not bring that to me anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm looking at you and like, I'm only getting it. And I was like, babe, don't let me eat this anymore because I feel horrible.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. And every so often I'll go, babe, it's on sale.
Yeah, cool. Let's go.
You're like, all right. Excellent. Let's keep walking.
And we're walking. So again, it might be a little thing.
Yeah.
You know, sour cream dip, big deal.
The big deal is that it hurt me and it put weight on my body and it made me not feel good.
Yeah.
And it was bad and it was taking control of my life. Like the jalapeno Cheetos.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, if y'all haven't figured it out, the addiction that I've had in my life has been food.
Yeah.
And it sucks because you have to have food to live. I cannot do drugs and I could not have alcohol and I could not have all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
That
you can survive without porn.
I can survive without porn. I have to eat food.
Yes.
So my loving husband is kind enough and good enough to me to know what's going on with me. You can tell when I'm spiraling based off of even my appetite of what's happening. Like if all of a sudden I'm getting very, very anxious, it's like, it's just the snack, 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 snack. I'm just being transparent with everybody. All of a sudden I'm like, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but here we are. Okay. But you don't sit here and look at me and go, how's that dropping that 10, 15 pounds that you're talking about, babe? Don't say that. Guys, don't say that. Ladies, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah.
But
even if I want you to hold me accountable so that I can help, so I can lose weight.
Because I literally wrote that down to you.
Yeah.
In our little Paired app. What can I help you with this year?
Yeah.
You can help me get this extra weight off of my body.
Yeah.
Like I am pushing past the perimenopause and being 50.
Yeah.
And we refuse to make any of these excuses, but it has become dang hard.
Yeah.
But it's okay because you help keep me accountable in the gym.
Yeah.
And say, let's go.
Yeah.
We're going. This is what we're doing. We're about to paint a house. That's okay. We're going to go do this real fast. Here we are. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and taking the time to love each other enough to say, this is something that will benefit both of us.
Yeah.
It's not just you. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
We get to both do this.
Yeah.
They actually say that a couple that works out together,
mm-hmm.
it's actually better for them.
Yeah.
Like in every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's what I read.
Yes.
So.
I've read that too.
Yeah.
So.
It's a real thing.
Yes.
But it's something that simple. Luke never has to say, you don't have to go into detail.
No.
You just simply say, baby, you asked me to keep you accountable.
No.
Okay. No, you're right.
And you can do it with love. You can do it without belittling.
Yep.
You can do it without sounding harsh.
Yes. Yeah. You don't have to be ugly about it.
No.
please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't. I don't say that just to the guys. I say that mostly to the girls because we can be harsh. Like, there's something weird that happens. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it maybe because the fact that physically you guys are stronger than us, so it's like somehow if I cut you enough, don't do that. That's not uplifting. That's not spouse. That's not love. Mm-hmm. That's not love. That's mean. Don't be that person.
No.
So, be your person's protector, okay?
No.
Protect their heart.
Their mind.
Where you go.
Yeah.
I know we've said it before, but like when we're at the gym, it was really bad at one of the gyms that we were at, but
yeah.
It's the bounce the eyes, protecting your eyes, making sure you're not, be careful little eyes what you see.
Yeah.
Right? Be careful little feet where you go. All the things.
Yeah.
Be careful where your mind wanders. You know, it's the slow fade.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a song out there that sounds that, but it's like, it's called the slow fade, and where a little bit of flirting turns into.
Right.
Or a little bit of.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever it is, it turns into something and it becomes big.
Yeah. I mean, again, they talk about, you know, like some of those office romances and stuff like that. It's never good. It never goes from, oh, hi, how are you? To
we're sleeping together.
It's the, oh, hey, you want to go grab coffee? Hey, let's go for a walk. Hey, let's grab, you know, let's grab lunch together. Hey, you want to get a drink after work? You know, it's, and again, those aren't day after day, but it's.
Right.
The
enemy is patient.
And for some people watching from the outside, you're like, yep, they're on that path.
Yep.
And
if you are close enough to those people in the middle of that path, please say something.
Yes.
Please be a good person.
Yes.
And say, do you see what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Is this your intention? You might want to check yourself.
Yeah.
You're about to fall.
That's right.
So be better.
Yeah.
I like this.
This is good.
Is there anything else?
I don't think so. I think the main topic and our little rabbit trails, I think we got it.
Be good to your spouse, be good to each other.
Yes.
It's been, I appreciate you, babe.
I appreciate you.
And if you are a friend in the middle of this and you listen to us, you are welcome to come and keep us accountable too.
Yes.
So, be somebody that loves people enough to tell them the truth, but do it in love.
Yes.
Seasoned with grace. And have the best week, guys.
Yeah. Enjoy the journey.